God trying to show us here with this story? God's trying to show us that one person is worth that. Hey, it's not just all about a big crowd. It's not just all about getting 100 people saved or getting 1,000 people saved. Hey, it's about getting one person saved is what it's about. God said it's about leaving the 99, going into the mountain, going and seeking those that are lost and finding the one and getting the one saved. Now, some people criticize the numbers because they say, well, how do you know that all those people really, really got saved? Well, you know what? They might turn out to be a dud like you, but no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, you're right. You know what? Right there, these numbers, I'll guarantee you that not every single one of those people got saved. I can almost promise you that at least one of those people probably did not really get saved. So what? You know what? Did you notice that when you read the Bible, they count people all the time? How many people got saved the day of Pentecost? Oh, I can't believe you're talking about numbers. The day of Pentecost, they counted and said it was about 3,000 that got saved and baptized. About 3,000. So who do you think was counting, God or man? Probably man, because it was about 3,000. Okay, you see that? God probably knows exactly. I guarantee you God knows exactly how many. He says it was about 3,000, because they were counting. Okay? And you'll see them counting all the way through the book of Acts, counting the numbers. Now, Jesus himself chose 12. One of them was a devil. But 11 of them weren't. 11 of them were bona fide good Christians. Okay? So, you know what? Maybe one out of 12 of these is not for real. But to sit there and say that the vast majority of those aren't saved, well, they never came to church. Oh, so you have to go to church to get saved? Well, they never got baptized. Oh, you joined the Church of Christ. That's what they believe. Baptism is part of salvation. It's not true. If they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart and confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. I believe that I'm a sinner. I believe that he paid for all my sins. And that if I believe on him and receive eternal life, I'll be saved forever. What in the world separates them from you or from me? But I want you to know something. If we came to this church, and if you came to this church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, you read your Bible every morning for an hour, you went soul winning every week for a few hours, you spent time in prayer every single day, you memorized the whole book of the Bible, you came to everything that we offer here, and we all put money in the plate on the missions, and we came and we gave it everything we got, and we sang out the songs, and I prepared 3 sermons a week that I'd studied and carefully planned from the Word of God. And we got to the end of the year, December 31st, and we looked at the back of the bulletin, and it said, Salvation's won! It would all be worth it. It would all be worth it. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I would say, Faithful Word Baptist Church is a success! That's what I'd say. Why? Because one soul has a greater value than the entire world, is what the Bible says. Let me read this verse for you. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? But notice the next words. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? He said, what would be the monetary value? What would be the bargaining power of a person's soul? I mean, how do you put a value on a human being? Could you put value on a human life? I mean, what would you put on the value of your own mother? What kind of a dollar value would you put on your wife or your husband or your son or your daughter? Huh? Could you put a dollar amount and say, this is what they're worth to me. This is what I would trade in the soul of my mom for this much money. I'll trade in the soul of my son for this amount of money. Hey, there's no money in the world. There's no greater value. And you have to understand that every single person in this world, every door that you knock on, every person you come into contact with is somebody's son, somebody's daughter, somebody's nephew, somebody's aunt, somebody's mom, somebody's dad, somebody's grandson, and there's somebody in this world that would probably trade their life for that person and say, this person is worth an inestimable amount to me. It's worth everything to me. Why? Because the value of a soul is immeasurable. Now, who do you think has more love than anybody in the entire world or universe? God. God is love. Okay? As much as I love my children, I don't love my son Solomon as much as God loves my son Solomon. You'd agree with that statement? I mean, God has so much more love for Solomon. See, that's the kind of love when God so loved the world. Okay? okay? And so God has such a huge amount of love for people. He says, I'm not willing that one of these little ones should perish. He's talking about children primarily in Matthew 18. He says, don't offend one of these little ones. I don't want one single one of them to perish. He says, every single one of them is important to me. And so when you go out and win that soul, whoever it may be, when you win that Ethiopian eunuch out in the deserts of Gaza, I'm going to tell you something. You have accomplished more than Bill Gates will ever accomplish in his lifetime. You've accomplished more than some president in our history that had some big library and big statue of him. You've accomplished more than Abraham Lincoln. You've accomplished more than George Washington. You've done more than anybody could ever do when you win one soul to Christ.